This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
It's 3 o'clock somewhere. Time for a My Mochi ice cream snack. My Mochi ice cream is cool, creamy scoops of premium ice cream wrapped in sweet, pillowy dough. And get this, all of My Mochi's fabulous flavors like strawberry, mango, double chocolate, and cookies and cream are only around 80 calories per piece. Talk about a guilt-free, indulgent experience. Each box of My Mochi ice cream has 6 perfectly portioned, gluten-free mochis that are great for grab-and-go. So feel good while curbing your afternoon cravings or the midnight munchies. Yeah, you know who you are with the joyfully chill sensation of My Mochi ice cream. Find My Mochi ice cream at Target or visit MyMochi.com to locate a grocery store near you.
Let's face it, people have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number smart beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number smart beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Welcome to the Money Watch Show. It's Tuesday, December 12th, and we are here trying to help you make better financial decisions. We do that by talking to you guys a couple times a week here on this program. And then we also have another program. It's called Jill on Money. That goes every single day, although Mark really wants to limit it. Mark, are you still thinking you want to get out of the weekend business?
100%. And the listeners are agree, I would say. We get a lot of emails saying you two can definitely take the weekends off.
All right. Well, listen, let me just make sure everything's all tidied up and maybe we will do that. Maybe we'll start taking weekends off, which would be fun. I would like that. It would just make our lives a little bit easier. So we are here answering financial questions for you. And we do that here on this show. We do that on our website. We do it all the time. And we are so excited, Mark. Mark being Mark Tilercio, best executive producer in the world. Mark, we have a new venture that we have to tell everybody about. Are you excited about this or not so much?
No, I am. I had a lot of fun. It was nice to, I don't want to give too much away. It's nice to be in a studio, nice to interact with people older than 4 years old. I enjoyed it very much.
All right. So let me tell you what we're doing. So, you know, we love talking to you guys. This is like an audio show, right? And so many of you have been asking more and more for video. And so we said, all right, we're going to do video. But because I don't like doing anything that other people are doing, I like to leverage other people's brains. That's what we're doing. So there is a podcast out there. It's called The Compound and Friends. It is hosted by my friends, Josh Brown and Michael Batnick. And they have a podcast and they also have a YouTube channel. And The Compound and Friends has this YouTube channel already. They've got a beautiful studio. They have amazing people who are working there already. And we're just piggybacking on it. So we are launching a YouTube video channel underneath the Compound's umbrella. So it's going to be called Jill on Money, powered by the Compound. And so every Saturday, we're going to release a video conversation with one of you. And if you would like to join us, you don't have to wear makeup. I don't know if I'm going to wear makeup every time. I wore makeup for the first few. I'm not sure I'm ready to commit to that. So how do you subscribe to this? You go to The Compound and Friends on YouTube and you'll subscribe to it. And Mark, will we have a separate subscription for Jill on Money, or will they just get both shows?
This just shows how little you use YouTube. It's called a playlist. There will be a separate playlist for Jill on Money.
Okay. I don't even know what those words mean, but thank you. I appreciate that. There will be a separate playlist for Jill on Money. Okay. So, and you'll subscribe to it. And I'm so excited. So Jill on Money, powered by the Compound, you can subscribe to it. We're going to have a link to this on our website.
Just so people are clear, the first episode is up there now. If you go to the Compound YouTube page and look at the Jill on Money playlist, you'll see the interview that Jill recently did with downtown Josh Brown. And there will be a new episode featuring a caller this coming Saturday.
Amazing. Thank you for that, Mark. And we'll have a whole description of this on our website at jillonmoney.com so you can check it out. All right. Now, I think we got it. This is all great. So last thing to remind everybody that if you want to just get in touch with us, if you want to come on and do some video with us, if you want to come on and do some audio, if you just want to send us an email, go to jillonmoney.com. And click the contact us button. That's it. It's as easy as that. That's what Kevin did. He is on the line from Delaware, and Kevin is recovering from a little sniffles, a little sore throat. So Kevin, sending you some virtual chicken soup. How are you doing? What can we do for you?
Good morning, Mark and Jill. I'm a federal special consideration employee, and I'm just interested to see if I'm on track to retire at hopefully 50, if not close to it.
What does a special consideration employee mean?
We have to retire by 56. It's firefighters, police officers, air traffic controllers.
Wait a minute. I don't want you to retire especially if you're an air traffic controller, because I think isn't there a shortage of air traffic controllers right now?
There is. Yep.
How come? Why is it? Because it's too high stress, right? Is that why?
It just takes a lot of time to train and to get an air traffic controller from beginning to end of training. And it's a long process and it just takes a lot of time.
What is the most important skill to have if you were an air traffic controller?
Yeah, I'm an air traffic controller.
What is the most important skill to have?
Calmness and patience.
I mean, Mark, what was the name of that show that we watched with Idris Elba?
Hijack.
Yeah, I just watched that. I was very nervous the whole time. Did you hear about that show?
I've heard about it. I haven't seen it.
There happens to be an air traffic controller in Great Britain who seemed very wonderful, and I hope she's in every single one of our air traffic control towers. Visitors can't go to an air traffic control, right?
You can. Yeah,
it
takes some lining up. You have to get approval, but yeah, it's possible.
I feel nervous about the whole thing. Okay, so let's talk about you. Okay, Kevin, how old are you?
I'm 40.
Oh my God, we're talking about so long, from 16 more years?
I have 16 years in.
Yeah, and then 16 to go, or do you want to retire sooner than that?
I can go as early as 2032, so less than, I guess, 9 years from now.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, we are forced to retire by 56.
Okay, and so if you had your druthers, what would be your retirement year? What do you think?
10 years from now, right. By 50.
Okay. And then what would you do?
I don't know.
Would you stop working?
I think I would still work, but probably not full time.
What would your pension be in 10 years, in the year 2033, if you retired?
It would be around 80,000.
Okay. Does your partner work?
She does not. She was an air traffic controller previously, but she resigned to stay home with the kids.
Oh, but no pension for her.
She'll get a little something at 62.
A little something like 10 or a little something like
$1,000 a month, I think, is what it comes out to.
All right. So 12,000. Okay. And how old are the kids, you said? You said this before we got on the air. That's how I knew.
Five and six.
Okay. How do you feel on your current income, which is how much? How much do you earn?
About 180, and we get some additions onto that, but that's the base salary.
How's 180 treating you guys?
Pretty good.
Yeah? We're living okay.
Living good, yeah.
All right. Tell me about the way you have saved money on that 180.
Currently, I do the enough to get the TSP match. So I think it's 6% to get 5.
Uh-huh. How much is in there?
400.
Great. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Okay, great. And what else you have?
I have a Roth IRA with 31,000 in it.
Mm-hmm. What else?
My wife has an IRA with 215. So when she separated, she
rolled it over.
She rolled that over. Yep.
Okay, great. And what else? Any brokerage account? Anything like that?
We have about 17 in our brokerage.
Money set aside for kiddos?
529s.
Yep. What do you got?
20 for one, 18K for the other.
I don't even know if this is a thing, but do you get any other benefits as a former federal employee besides that pension? Will you have health care?
We have an option for health care.
What about anything else? Like, is there any education benefit or anything like that?
No, we get a health care benefit and we also get a survivor benefit, but okay. That we can do 25% or 50% to get the health care.
Okay. Presumably, right. Oh, and last question about your money that you've accumulated savings, like a emergency reserve.
Yeah, we have around 12,000 in it. We've taken from it about the last year, and we haven't really looked into replenishing it. But that's on the list.
Okay.
Graduation is a sweet occasion, but finding the perfect gift can be a bitter struggle. MMS.com has a solution. Personalized M&Ms. Just imagine the look on your grad's face when they receive a custom candy creation featuring their school's colors, name, and even their photo printed right on some M&Ms. It's a thoughtful way to celebrate their accomplishments and make the occasion even more special. Visit MMS.com to create your own personalized gifts and party favors for graduations, weddings, birthdays, and more. That's MMS.com. Use code WONDERY to receive 15% off your next order.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
And you guys own a home?
We do.
How much is it worth?
About 500.
Do you have a mortgage outstanding?
Yes, 270 left.
At what interest rate?
2.25.
Mark's going to cry right now. He's only got about 2.5 times that rate. Send Mark love, everybody.
Yeah, that's a 15-year.
Oh, okay, 15-year. And when is that paid off?
2036.
All right, so you'll have 80 grand a year in income in 10 years. I mean, your kids are still going to be in the house. So, like, presumably, do you have an idea about what your expense level looks like?
We're between 8 and 9,000 a month.
So you are going to have to work.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's definitely on the table. And it's more of a consideration as do I want to stay in the job I'm currently in for longer, which would add to the pension.
Does it go up substantially? In other words, like if you say 10 years from now, right? And you are only 50 at that point.
Correct.
Would hanging on those subsequent 6 years really start to accumulate much bigger dollars than 80? Or is it going to be not that much?
I believe it goes up in a percentage for every year is what it would calculate out to.
Huh.
And we also get a supplement from when we separate. So when we turn 62 for Social Security, because we're forced to retire right before 62.
Right.
So that would be about around $1,600 a month right now.
But we don't really know. Like, doesn't it kind of depend on like what you're like, how you're feeling at that time? Do you know what I mean? Like in 10, I don't know how much notice you have to give, but if in 10 years you're like, I got this, this is good, I can just go year by year. Or do you get the sense like, no way, Jill, 10 years, I'm out.
I'm not set on that that age or set on that year to go, but my kids would then be about 15, 16, and I'd like to enjoy the things that they'll be doing in high school. And
they don't want you anywhere near them.
I'm going to figure that out soon.
To be clear. Are you putting money away in a methodical fashion into the 529s right now?
Yeah, about $275 a month for each.
I mean, I think it sounds like you are in really good shape. Let me ask some annoying questions. Do you have life insurance?
Yes.
What do you got?
I got $1.4 million for myself and then $600 for my wife.
Great. And do you have estate documents?
Yes.
Okay. Mark, do you have any further questions about our federal special consideration employee, our FSCE?
I mean, he's in good shape because I was just playing with the numbers. That's what I do when you're usually talking. In, you know, in 10 years, his current assets will be worth 1.3 to 1.5-ish, you know, plus the $80,000 a year pension, you know. That's $120,000, $30,000 a year right there. I mean, he's in good shape.
Yeah. And even if it's not, even if he never touched that money, I mean, just to know, because remember, he also has the Social Security extra little bonus there, right? So to some extent, you're really at a, let me just do quick math here. So you're at 100, you spend 8 to 9 a month. You know, you probably could go out and get a fun job. I don't know what retired federal air traffic control people do, but I imagine there's some job where you could make like 50, 60 grand a year in today's dollars. And like, that's not going to be hard for you.
And, yeah, that would be possible.
Okay. So what I think is your question was, am I on track? And then we went deeper with you. So now I'm telling you, you're 100% on track, ready to rock and roll. And I guess that this is really more, it's really going to depend on, you know, how you feel at that time. And you don't have to worry. I'm not that concerned even about the extra money going anywhere else. I mean, because both you've got, you know, your TSP, which is, you know, you're going to have at least 10 years of money going in. I mean, are you actively adding to the brokerage?
Yeah, but lightly. Yeah.
I mean, whatever you're putting in the brokerage is fine because, I mean, it's not huge that you have that. I guess if you had some bonus money, it would be nice just because you are going to be, you know, retiring on the early side. Let's pretend it's 50. And you at least would need some time to draw some money until you got another job. I don't know. I get the sense that you're the type of guy who will have a job immediately because it sounds like that's kind of how you are. But, you know, maybe beefing up that brokerage account would be helpful. Don't go crazy. You're doing fine. You're doing great. I don't know if there's anything else that we can tell you except that you're doing a great job and stay calm.
Okay.
What else do we need to know? What's going on in that air traffic control? Are you like making fun of people and pilots and like what's happening?
Drinking lots of coffee.
What's the coffee situation?
There's always a pot of coffee brewing.
Is there anything else we can help you with?
Just one more thing. Sure. I'm set to get a substantial increase. I'm taking a new position in the same building, but I'm probably going to be making close to about another 30 to 35,000 a year.
Oh, nice.
And, just curious where I should allocate some of that per month. So just straight to the brokerage or?
I would do brokerage and 529s because it sounds to me like you guys are interested in doing that. Don't pay down your mortgage, obviously. But I would if you had extra
since I've
money,
started listening, I've run away from paying down my mortgage.
Thank you very much. I would split it between brokerage and 529. I mean, first and foremost, you're going to replenish your emergency reserve fund because it sounds
correct.
Like you did something. So you do that. And then I would split between the brokerage and the 529s. Mark, do you agree with that?
Yeah, I would just keep the 11% as is going into retirement. I'm not totally, you know, consumed by retirement because I know there's that huge pension.
Exactly. I think you're in great shape.
Well, that's another thing I was curious about is when we retire and separate, we have access to our thrift savings plan right away.
Right.
Without penalty.
I wouldn't take it necessarily immediately.
No, I was just curious if I should start putting in the max instead of what I'm putting in.
Nah. I wouldn't. I don't know. You're young. I really think that it's better for you to have some flexibility and have money that's been taxed already. I don't have a problem with that. And you're always going to be in a high tax bracket. Keep our skies safe. And thank you so much for getting in touch with us. We really do appreciate it and we wish you the best of luck. So stay in touch if you need anything else. If you would like to know whether you're on track, even if you don't have a pension, and I know we have pension envy, all of us do. We know it. Don't worry. We're here to take care of you. Just give us a holler. JillOnMoney.com, JillOnMoney.com, and click the Contact Us button. And on that website, you're going to see the most exciting thing, a brand new feature. It's Jill on Money, the video powered by the Compound and Friends. And we're going to have a link to all that, so check it out. We really appreciate that. We're distributed by Paramount Global. We drop our episodes every Tuesday and Thursday. Don't forget to leave us a rating and review wherever you listen. And don't forget, more importantly, lift someone up today. Change your work, change your wealth, change your life. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you on Thursday.
The Hargan women seem to have it all.
From the outside looking in, we were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But as detectives would soon learn, there was a lot going on inside the Hargan household.
Ashley and I have been calling my mom and the house and Helen. No one's answering.
63-year-old Pamela Hargan gunned down in her own home. Her youngest daughter, Helen, lay dead upstairs.
Patrol, when they arrived, assumed or thought that there might have been a murder-suicide.
But for the detectives on the scene,
there were things about the scene itself that were concerning to us on day one.
Who would want to kill their mother and their little sister?
There is no boogeyman here. It is exactly who we think it is.
I'm Peter Van Sant from 48 Hours. This is Blood is Thicker, the Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, the Hargan Family Killings, early and ad-free on Wondery Plus.
We're in Rome to meet Pope Francis for a rare, wide-ranging interview.
Do you like when you are called the people's pope?
El Papa de la gente.
It is very important to talk about the future. You have called for a ceasefire. Can you help negotiate peace?
Join us for our special hour with His Holiness on CBS.
Pope Francis the First, a CBS News primetime special, tomorrow on CBS and streaming on Paramount+.